Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning in effect until 3 a.m. on Saturday. Heavy snow with total accumulations anywhere from 6 to 10 inches with localized amounts of around a foot are expected. On top of that, wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles an hour are expected by this afternoon into tonight, producing some blowing and drifting snow. This warning's in effect for Northern Litchfield County in Connecticut, Eastern Rensselaer, Eastern Columbia, and Eastern Dutchess counties in New York, and in Massachusetts, Berkshire County, Massachusetts. Once again, in effect until 3 a.m. Saturday for blowing and drifting heavy snow in our area from the National Weather Service.
Lakeville Hose Company will once again run a junior firefighter program. Junior firefighter programs give young people the chance to learn about fire rescue and emergency service response organization in a safe, controlled, educational, and fun way while providing departments with an excellent recruitment mechanism. The juniors program will be open to residents of Salisbury and surrounding towns. Participants must be between the ages of 14 and 17, have parental permission. At the age of 18, participants can apply for regular membership. Program advisors are Bob Flint and Jen Farwell. For more information or to get an application, contact Farwell at Lakeville Hose Company at Lakeville Hose Co. Juniors at Hotmail.com or leave a message at the firehouse at 860-435-9981. You can be part of the United Nations World Wildlife Day at the Trevor Zoo in Millbrook to help save big cats. It runs today, tomorrow, and the 4th. World Wildlife Day is celebrated under the theme Big Cats, Predators Under Threat, putting the world's big cats under the global spotlight for the very first time. They're raising funds all weekend long and will donate 50% of the admission fare and gift shop profits to save those majestic creatures. The Trevor Zoo at the Millbrook School, 282 Millbrook School Road in Millbrook, New York, on the web, millbrook.org/page/Trevor-Zoo-Home. The Rutherford Public Library, All Abilities Kids Music and Movement returns this month. 1 p.m. tomorrow at the library's community room, they'll enjoy simple movement, exercises, rhythm making, singing, and dancing. Parents and caregivers are the best judges of the children's interests and abilities. All Ability Kids program have no age restrictions other than being under 18. More information at the library. The annual dance performance at the Hotchkiss Dance Company will be held today and tomorrow at 7:30 at Walker Auditorium at the Hotchkiss School. There's free admission. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. The Bidwell House Museum History Talk is coming up tomorrow. It's East Rock is Falling by Bernie Drew, Berkshire's historian and author. It'll be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Monterey Community Center, 468 Main Road in Monterey. It's absolutely free. The winner of 9 Tony Awards, Ragtime the Musical, will be held at the Center Performing Arts in Rhinebeck. That begins today and runs through March 18th. And tonight at the Warner Theater, an acoustic evening with Lyle Lovett and Sean Colvin. The singer-songwriters and longtime friends will share music and stories. That begins at 8 p.m. tonight. The Mad Gardeners Group holding their annual symposium on Saturday at 8:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Gardening with Wildlife, the Balancing Act is this year's theme. The snow date will be March 4th. More information or registration at 860-355-3429 or 860-355-1547. Cornell University Cooperative Extension, Columbia and Greene Counties, has a seed starting workshop Saturday, March 3rd from 10 till noon. $15 per person includes material. To register, 518-828-3346, extension 0 in Hudson, or 518-622-9820, extension 0 in Accra. The Kent Art Association's 26th Annual Student Art Show, an exhibition of artwork in all mediums by young artists from Northwest Connecticut and New York State, public and private secondary schools. Judges are awarding the winner photographer, Karen Smith, and the president, Connie Horton. Show dates are March 3rd and 4th and March 10th and 11th from 1 till 5. Admission is free. KentArt.org. There'll be a pancake breakfast on Sunday from 11 till 12, immediately following the 10 a.m. Eucharist. Best breakfast in town. This happens at St. John's Church in Salisbury between 11 and noon. Berkshire Botanical Gardens' first gallery show of 2018, Anastasia Terena's Fairy Tale Botanical World, an exhibition of botanical drawings, fairies, and more. It'll run through March 5th in the Garden Center House. Lenhardt Galleries, 5 West Stockbridge Road. Stockbridge Gallery hours are weekends 11 to 3, weekdays by appointment at 413-320-4794. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 420.22 yesterday to 24,608.98. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7180.56 and the S&P 500 at 2677.67. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.